Joffrey nodded. "This way." He led her into the gatehouse, to the base of the steps that led up to the battlements. Sansa jerked back away from him, trembling. Suddenly she knew where they were going. "No," she said, her voice a frightened gasp. "Please, no, don't make me. I beg you." Joffrey pressed his lips together. "I want to show you what happens to traitors." Sansa shook her head wildly.
"I won't, I won't."
"I can have Sir Meryn drag you up," he said. "You won't like that. You'd better do what I say." Joffrey reached for her, and Sansa cringed away from him, backing into the Hound. "Do it, girl," Sandor Clegane told her, pushing her back toward the king. His mouth twitched on the burned side of his face, and Sansa could almost hear the rest of it.
"He'll have you up there, no matter what. So give him what he wants."
She forced herself to take King Joffrey's hand. The climb was something out of a nightmare. Every step was a struggle, as if she were pulling her feet out of ankle-deep mud. And there were more steps than she would have believed, 1,000 steps, and horror waiting on the ramparts. From the high battlements of the gatehouse, the whole world spread out below them. Sansa could see the great Sept of Baelor on Visenya's hill, where her father had died.